UNHCR says more than 90% of the Syrians who have fled to Iraq have found refuge in the country's Kurdistan region, mostly with local communities. An estimated 800 to 900 people arrive there each day, which is double the figures of just 3 months ago. Overcrowding at camps is of paramount importance, says UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards.
The situation at Domiz camp in the northwest of Iraq is especially worrying. Domiz is currently home to around 35,000 Syrian refugees and is critically overcrowded. Thousands of families are sharing tents with newly arrived refugees. Almost 3,500 families do not have their own shelters.
UNHCR reports that overcrowding is also putting a heavy burden on sanitation in the camp, as well as contributing to disease outbreaks and tension between residents. The agency is working with the Iraqi government and the local authorities in Kurdistan region to secure more space for refugees. Meanwhile, in Syria, the World Food Program is struggling to provide aid to more than 2 million people across the country. WFP spokesperson Elizabeth Beers reports that there have been more than 20 attacks on its trucks, drivers and warehouses.
I think nobody has been hurt. They have been kidnapped and sometimes released after hours of negotiation with the armed groups and those who had kidnapped them. Sometimes we recover the food assistance, which is inside the truck, sometimes not, depends, but nobody has been hurt or killed so far.
Foreigners affected by the Syrian crisis, both inside and outside the country, are also receiving assistance to return home, says Jumbe Omari Jumbe of the International Organization for Migration.
Last week, we assisted 11 vulnerable migrants from Ethiopia to Vietnam and Bangladesh to go home. We also supported 229 Sudanese, Somalis, Eritreans to settle in Sweden, the United States, and elsewhere.
The Syrian crisis is now in its third year. More than 1 million Syrians are now registered as refugees or awaiting registration in the region. Deanne Penn, United Nations.